Now that land down there, what would you call that land?
Well, that's just a rabbit land. It's a that down there. It's say I would get that's the poor land. Cross that mill down there. There's a little house place back over there. It's been there, Lord. I don't know how many years or so.
Cross that what?
A green down there, swag. There was an old house stood over there, a big old huge log house.
Yeah.
And it was there when I moved here. And it was built right on the ground, near about it, down on the ground. And it had washed away and it wore away over the years. And there's a mill that high where that house sits. I don't know, I expect 3 feet higher than the outside around it.
What's a knoll? That's a kind of a...
kind of a peak that dirt sticks up, you know, and the rest is down lower. The knoll is low land around it. The peak, the knoll is up higher.
Yeah. Folks ever call that a knob?
Well, it don't seem to around here.
That's it.
Right around over there, though, but it had a pretty good roof on it when I moved here, and later on the wind, come on, pretty good little wind and got part of the roof on that old house, and
the
wind blew it off, and I tore it down and moved it further on over the other end and rebuilt it, and people living in there on the zone for 15, 20 years, I reckon. This year, government kind of like cut over and tell you how many acres of cotton to plant and how much of this, you know. And they just cut the cotton acres down. It's a doggone tight that we had to have the cotton acres ourselves. And so I just done away with them, had another little house back down here. And just let both houses rot down.
Yes, sir.
Because couldn't keep them up, you see, and nobody living in them, and the way the government had this cotton acreage screwed down, anyway. We at one time, they worked about 107 acres of land, but the government got it down to place about 35 acres of cotton, and that was our main money crop. If we didn't plant the cotton, we didn't make nothing.
Yeah.
Of course, had a few cows and a few hogs, but not enough to mount anything just for our own use, you know.
Uh-huh.
And me and the boys work it. They set up person, he say school. Well, I got an hired hand then. And it helped me for school was out. That's why I started driving a school bus. Then when the school was out, the boys here, you see, and I'd let the hand go, and we'd go ahead and take over, finish the crop. And then, I don't know, 45, I reckon, my second boy finished school, and he was out. Well, he thought he was going out to go in the army. He went to New Orleans and got him a job down there, which he never did have to go. They called him Gracie, all right, but he, I don't know, he had a